The probe into the Capitol riot goes prime time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The violence was no accident.
Democrat Benny Thompson chairs the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot, and at last night's made-for-TV hearing called it an attempted coup.
And ultimately, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, spurred a mob of domestic enemies of the Constitution.
The panel played excerpts of taped depositions, including former Attorney General Bill Barr recalling his conversation with former President Trump about widespread election fraud.
I told them that it was crazy stuff, and they were wasting their time on that.
Most House Republicans have criticized the panel as partisan and ignoring questions about security around the Capitol ahead of the breach.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. There are two Republicans on that committee, but they were chosen by Democrats. Both voted to impeach President Trump after that riot. A lot of Republicans called last night political theater. Republicans also blame President Biden for inflation, especially gas prices, which hit another record high today. AAA has regulars national average to over $4.98 a gallon. But Democratic Congresswoman Sherry Bustos tells Fox,
gas prices are high throughout the world.
She blames Russia's invasion of Ukraine. House Democrats have passed more gun legislation that would allow judges to seize firearms from someone considered an imminent danger. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if you know someone who made disturbing or menacing comments,
why would you not make sure they did not have access to guns to do harm to themselves or someone else?
In Uvalde, Texas, the school district police chief, Pete Arredondo, under scrutiny for the response to last month's elementary school massacre, told the Texas Tribune he assumed someone else was in command and he was in the school and tried dozens of keys to get into the classroom. The door was fortified, could not be kicked in. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We'll get an update on inflation later this morning. Consumer prices have risen in recent months at levels not seen in decades. And the surging price at the gas pump lately could have spiked up overall inflation in May. On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed before the report. The day after a big sell-off, the Dow plunged 638 points. The price of Bitcoin's also declined back below $30,000. It's down 35% this year. As cryptocurrency values take a hit at a time when Congress is considering more regulations, a House committee held a hearing into worries about crypto safety and legitimacy.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan chaired the hearing and said the aim was clear.
Making sure bad guys don't have new ways to threaten us and to fund their bad activity.
Congressman August Pfluger of Texas reiterated the challenge facing lawmakers and law enforcement in monitoring crypto activity.
Cryptocurrency can provide both security and anonymity in financial transactions, making it an alluring tool for the nefarious actors around the world.
Slotkin cited recent examples of the problem, highlighting the need for a solution.
In 2020, U.S. authorities seized millions of dollars connected to groups like Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Now to the NHL playoffs.
Tried to get the puck over to Kucherov. Stamkos finds it again. Hedman to Sergachev.
Audio courtesy of Sportsnet. With less than 2 minutes left in regulation as the Tampa Bay Lightning topped the New York Rangers 3-1 Wednesday. Brandon Hagel with an empty netter to cap things off for the Lightning, who now have the 3-2 series advantage over New York. Game 6 of the East Final coming up on Saturday. A win sends the reigning champs back to a third straight Stanley Cup Final. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In baseball, the Los Angeles Angels finally won, snapping a 14-game losing streak, beating Boston 5-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.